Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. You hear the pep in my step. The reason why you could hear the pep in my step is because I am back in New York. Mr. New York is back in New York. And I wanted to share with you, I saw a few tweets and DMs from some fans, long time, day oneers, day one fans. A few have asked about G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty, and where has he been and all that stuff. And I wanted to get into this a little bit in the most respectful way possible. And hopefully this will clarify a few things right now. Number one, G. Moody will be back on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Number two, G. Moody, we just finished episode 500. The last episode that Moody was on was episode 487. It was either episode 487 or episode 489. The day that we recorded episode 491, which was just two and a half weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago now, the day that we recorded episode 491, Moody was scheduled to be on the episode, but then was sidetracked because he was doing something with his daughter, which happens with me, which happens with Miles Jordan, and of course happens with Moody. Shut the fuck up! I'm back in New York. This fucking construction's still going on, by the way. All fucking day, every day. So episode 491, which is only nine and a half episodes ago, Moody was scheduled to be on. And like I said, on the last time I discussed this, you know, sometimes there's been scheduling, sometimes there's been he'll be in New York, I've been in L.A. There was a couple of times where he was in L.A., I was in New York, and the time zone, and then this, that, and the other. And the reality is this. Moody started doing his own thing, and I found out about it, and the Dust Brothers, Miles and Jordan, found out about Moody doing his own thing the same way the fans found out about him doing his own thing. There was no discussion. There was no conversation. We looked up and we heard that he had started his own thing. Lo and behold, I was as surprised as you were. I was as confused as the fans. I am the fans. We are the fans. So when he started his own thing, it wasn't because he wasn't on episode 491. It wasn't because he had missed a few episodes here and there. It wasn't because of, it was for reasons unknown. And reasons that, you know, to be honest, I'm not discussing. I know there's been some conversations offline. I know there's been some DMing. I know there's been some inciting. I know there's been some encouraging of, you know, ask rap. I know there's been some playing of the victim. And let me just first say this. You can say many, many things about me, the Gringo Mandingo. Many things. There's so many different things you could say. He's a fucking asshole. He's a pain in the ass. He can be provocative. This is in real life. He can be, you know, demonstrative at times. He could be moody. No pun intended. But one of the things you can never say about me, and nobody can say about me, is that I jerk the people around me. Nobody around me, whether you like me, don't like me, whether you're my ex-wife or my ex-wife's lawyer, can say that the Gringo Mandingo, Michael Rappaport, the Jake LaMotta of podcasting, owes us anything. Meaning, as far as money is concerned, some people say, oh, it has to do with money. Let me tell you something. I am probably the most generous person that I know when it comes to money. There's fans. There's actual fans that could attest to my generosity. I'll leave it at that. I will leave it at fucking that. Moody knows this. The Dust Brothers know this. And everybody in my real life, real world knows this. So there's no money issues. There's no nobody getting jerked on any money. G. Moody has been taken care of generously doing the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Generously. I'm going to leave it at that. There's no sucker shit going on. There's no betrayals going on. Listen, we're friends. You know, friends, relationships, you go through ebbs and flows. Will Moody be back on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast? I'm sure he will. Yes, he will. He'll be back on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Do you see me inciting, tweeting, retweeting negativity, talking to fans offline, trying to hype and amp shit up? No, I'm not going to do that. Did you hear me, Willie Hutch, this fucking guy? You want me to, is that what you want? Is that what the fans want? You want blood? You want Miles? Turn on the Willie Hutch. I'm kidding. I'm not going to fucking Willie Hutch, G. Moody. You want me to, I yell on this cocksucker, G. Moody, your fucking breath smells like duty. I'm not doing that. I said it once, I said it a million times. Listen, if the fans want to fuck each other, that's fantastic. Okay? Knock yourselves out. Use protection. But we will never fuck the fans. And when I say we, I always say we. I never go I never go me. I'm not a me first person. There's no I in podcast. There's no I in Rappaport. There is an I in Gringo Mandingo. That has nothing to do with this. There is an I in Gringo Mandingo. There's actually two I's in Gringo Mandingo. But there is no I in podcasting. It has been we from day one. And it'll continue to be we going forward. So as far as what's Moody doing? Where's Moody at? What's the big drama? There's no big drama. Listen, I share a lot of things with everybody in the world on my Instagram, on my social media, and most specifically this podcast. When I have a fight, an argument with my wife, do you see me talking about it in grave detail on the podcast? I don't do that. When I have an argument, a disagreement on the set of Atypical, do you see me talking about it on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast? I don't do that. Do you see me retweeting negative things about people close to me. I don't do that. I don't fuck with Twitter like that. I talk all my shit, but it ain't never, ever personal. I try to keep things clean, trying to be as transparent as I possibly can, but we're not characters. Michael Rappaport and Gerald Moody aren't characters. We're real people. Yes, he is the black Ed McMahon. Yes, I am the white Arsenio Hall when we do the podcast, but in real, real life, we're real people. And you go through ebbs and flows. There's no beef. There's no sucker shit going on. This is all language you use for the podcast. I'm trying to be as genuine as possible. Nobody's been done wrong. I'll say it one more time. I am about as generous a motherfucker that you'll ever come across. There's a handful of fans out there can attest it. And I'm speaking from the bottom of my heart. When it comes to money, money ain't a thing. Not that I have it endlessly, but I've always prided myself and tried to treat the money and the good fortunes that I've had in my life with the people around me. All right? So there's no money. Nobody doing any sucker shit. I say it for the last time. You could tweet this and you could Instagram this and all that shit. Put all that shit out there because I'm not with the fucking negativity. This ain't going to turn into a something like that other place we were at. All right? I'm not going to turn this into to something for people to talk shit about. I'm not going to do it. This is a real-life friendship. It'll be real-life worked out. And, groups go through ebbs and flows. Go watch Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. We did that movie. There was a whole 30-minute section that never made it into the movie about why groups break up. Sometimes some people think they're more important than the group. Some people think they should be making more money than one person. One dude gets more chicks than the other person. Another dude gets more a crowd response than the other person. And the people around them, they break up groups. This is all from the Tribe Called Quest movie. You could look into this and read in between the lines all you want. But the people around, the people in the groups, are the ones who break up groups. They're chirping in your ear. Yo, you should be doing this. Yo, you're nicer than him. Yo, he ain't as good as you. This is what happens. Whether it's the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, The Police, Tribe Called Quest, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, and so on and so on. It happens. Big difference with some of the stuff that goes on in hip-hop is that me and Moody have been friends, will remain friends before and after the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is in existence. This ain't no sucker shit. I'm trying to be as transparent as I possibly can. I told motherfuckers on the premium episode that I was going to try to do everything I can to resolve it. I'm not making any personal videos. I'm not talking about the shit on Instagram. Instagram and Twitter are not the place to resolve real life personal things. I'm not retweeting negativity. I'm not commenting on the negativity. And anybody out there that's been popping shit, you could eat three dicks. Because most likely you're a Candace Owens fan and you're just mad. Another thing that people have asked about, does this have to do with sponsorships and Moody's newfound political beliefs? Absolutely, positively not. The podcast is uncensored. We're allowed to say what we want. We've always said what we want. It has nothing to do with that. There's been no, oh, you need to pull back the political talk and Moody's political talk is too radical. It's nothing to do with that. That's been another question that a couple of people have asked. And there's a bunch of you, the majority of the people listening to this premium episode are probably like, what the fuck? Because I know a lot of people that have, I know a lot of people that listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast don't have social media. That I know. The majority of the fans do not listen, do not have Twitter, do not have Instagram, or do not communicate with me or the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast on Twitter or Instagram. So the majority of you listening to this are probably, what the fuck is going on? But the few of you that do and that have listened and that have questions, This is my response. I'm going to keep it above the belt. I'm going to keep it clean. And I said what I said. I hope that clarifies it the best for now. Moody will be back on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast at some point. There's no strife. There's no big story. And there ain't going to be no strife and no big story. There ain't going to be no tweeting. There ain't going to be no Instagram. And there ain't going to be no Instagram videos. He was supposed to be on episode 491, and he wasn't because of scheduling. And what more can I say? I'm in New York tonight, UFC 230. The Beast, the Black Beast, Derek Lewis. He's a plus 400 underdog. A plus 400 underdog. I'm putting my fucking money on the Beast with the knockout. There's no submissions with him. He's either knocking a motherfucker out, meaning Daniel Cormier, or he's not. I will be in the garden getting crunk, getting hype with my bad fucking bursitis elbow. So anyway, I hope this makes sense to you guys. We love the fans. We appreciate the fans. If you have any questions, concerns, you know where to email us at iamrapaportpodcast@gmail.com. And all that other stuff. We're easy to find. I'm easy to find. And we always keep things 500% copacetic. All right, I'm out.